Self-professed transgender who commit crimes including rape are actual women, Sturgeon claims. By Peter Catalan, February 1, 2023. Violent criminals and rapists who identify as trans women are indeed women, Scotland's First Minister Nicola Sturgeon has said. Nicola Sturgeon, Scotland's leftist First Minister, told journalists that rapists and violent criminals who claim to be transgender women are indeed actual women during an interview. It comes after her Justice Secretary, Keith Brown, made a similar claim, arguing that anyone who claimed to be a woman, even if they were a violent sexual criminal, needed to be taken at face value, though this did not mean that they should be permitted to enter female prisons. Speaking to UK broadcaster ITV later that day, Sturgeon doubled down on Brown's stated position, affirming that such criminals are women despite the regional government now wanting to prevent them from being moved to women's prisons. Look, trans women are women, but in the prison context there is no automatic right for a trans woman to be housed in a women's prison, Sturgeon said in response to a question on the subject of transgender criminals. She went on to clarify that this exception did not mean that she didn't really think that such transgender criminals were not really women, though appeared to struggle to explain to the interviewer how a transgender woman could be seen as equal to a biological woman considering they are being given different treatment. The statement represents the latest chapter in the progressivism-fueled political disaster facing Sturgeon and her Scottish National Party over the housing of transgender prisoners in women's prisons, even when they have a history of violence and even rape. Such public controversy started with the case of convicted transgender rapist Isla Bryson, formerly Adam Graham, a convicted rapist who was looking to be housed in a women's prison, something that, it transpired, greatly concerned much of the UK general public. In response to the PR crisis that grew around the case, Scotland's devolved government, which is headed up by Sturgeon, made the decision to freeze transfers of transgender convicts to women's prisons, a move that appeared to contradict the SNP party line of radical, total support for transgender politics. This radical line now appears to include backing the idea that people like Bryson convicted of rape are indeed real women, and not merely criminals gaming the system. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, at Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.